I've been taking for a couple of years a training in mediumship, and the teacher, whose name is Suzanne Giesman, just a phenomenal being. And in order to enter into a deep space, in order to sense the spirits who may come in, she's led us through this method called the Bless Me method. And I wanted to share it with you because it has been such a powerful thing for me for getting into deeper space. And also, I've used it a lot, like when I can't sleep. You know, those nights when you're laying awake for what seems like hours and hours, that I'll often do this Bless Me method. And it takes me into this beautiful space that I don't care whether I'm sleeping or not, because I think I'm regenerating just from being in that space. So the words Bless Me, and you could write this down in like a long line. So the B with the L under it, and then the E under that, and then the S and the S and the M and the E, because they each stand for a reminder of the deepening experience that this method takes us through. So the first, the B, is our breath. And, you know, the breath is a key to life, and the breath is the way into the heart. So in the breathing, we take in three deep breaths. So you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, but with a forced energy, because it's a when you contract during the exhalation, it presses against the vagus nerve, and that just helps like the whole body and the whole system to relax. And the exhalation should be longer than the inhalation. So let's just do those three breaths together. And if you make a little audible sound with the exhalation, that's even better. So let's breathe in through the nose. In through the nose again. Out through the mouth. And really feel your lower abdomen contract and imagine that it's finding that vagus nerve and pushing it against the spine. So you have that image. So one more time, in through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. All right, so the L in Bless Me is lift. So in this lifting, I imagine that I'm starting at the crown chakra and going up to the eighth and the ninth chakra. And then I imagine that my energetics is just lifting me up higher and higher, all the way through our soul star, through the central sun, and to the womb of Mother Sophia. So it's a real lifting of the our energy up, 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 up. And then in this piece too, as above, so below, I imagine that, you know, from our holy womb chakra down through the legs and the feet, we're sending down deep, deep roots into the soil, into Mother Earth, and anchoring ourselves so that we can lift higher and higher. The next letter is E. Bless me, bless E. And that's expand. So in the E, we just imagine that our energy, our souls are expanding out beyond the body, out into our astral plane, out endlessly out in all directions. So that it's just an idea of expand and you feel yourself going out. So one's vertical, one's more horizontal. That's the E, expand. The next letter is S, and it stands for surrender. And this sometimes feels the most powerful to me, is to let go of my own ego, let go of our egos, and to be grateful for something in our lives. And I know for me, sometimes it's hard to find anything to be grateful for. But I often start with my dog and my family. And as I begin to name things that I'm grateful for, sort of more and more come. But always in this S, I thank my guides and my angels and my teachers for helping me to develop the gifts and my gifts that I came here to be. So that's always part of the surrender, is like to just say, you know, Mother Mary, I am so grateful for you in my life. You hold me, you are with me, you teach me, you do so much for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a little example of the S, the first S in Bless Me. And the second S is to shift. So you're down in surrender, and then you begin to like shift. And I feel like for the spirit world, I feel like they're calling me up. It's usually a movement of my head, like up to the left. Now, for you, it may be something else, but I feel like I just shift, imagine just shifting my energy. And in that whole shift feels like an expansion again. And then in the me, the bless me, the M, is to feel that you're merging with the unseen world, the spirit world, merging with maybe your teachers and your guides, or joy, the source, the creator. Just feeling like the boundaries of the self are letting go into a higher and higher, higher place, or broader and broader and broader, an all-encompassing space. And then the E part of the me is just to experience, to be curious about where you are after going through all of this preparation to be in a non-ordinary state of reality. So let's just take a minute to go back and feel the surrender part. Name quietly to yourself what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for. And then let yourself shift to an expanded state of consciousness. Feel yourself merging with the unseen realms. And then for the next 2 minutes, just allow ourselves to experience what that's about. And you might consider asking if there's anything that the little seed that you're planting in the soil, if she has anything to tell you. And just jot that down as we begin to come back to ordinary reality. Okay, let's then, Belinda, do you want to just move into sharing from our journaling and what might have come from the seed?
Definitely. So sacred space is open for the first woman to speak her truth into sacredness. And you'll need to unmute yourself because I think everybody is muted.
Are you going to stop the recording?
It stopped. What we